Welcome to the Quantum Revenue Expansion Podcast. My name is Ursula Minchus, and I'm a sales expert, strategic business coach, and USA Today bestselling author. I love sharing strategies that show you exactly how to turn your annual revenue into your monthly revenue. If you're looking to take a quantum leap in your revenue or sales, your team, your productivity, your success, and your life, then you are meant to be here. My goal in every episode is to help you take your belief that it's possible to 2x or 10x your revenue while working way less to knowing that it is happening right now. Hey, hi everybody. Welcome back to Quantum Revenue Expansion, where we talk about turning your annual income into your monthly income. Welcome back. So good to be hanging with you guys this week as we talk about something I'm really excited to talk about because I can feel the energy of the new year, and I hope you can as well. So many things. And today we're going to talk about why you must do the hard things to grow your business to multi-six or seven figures. And here's the thing. Listen. None of us like to do the hard things. None of us like it. So that's why I'm like, you know what? Like what's the game changer, or what's the difference between the clients who I'm seeing doubling, tripling, quadrupling, 10xing their revenue and others who might get stuck, or just entrepreneurs in general? And it's this one piece, which I'm going to break down for you and talk about some ways, some strategies that you'll actually want to get the hard things done. So we'll talk about that. Just to help you build that multi-six or seven or multi-seven figure business that you want to build. I don't know about you, but 2025 is just, it's exciting. There's a lot of great energy. I can feel like just, you know, this momentum, and we're also hearing it from our clients. So I hope you're feeling it as well. And I want to give you some of that energy today. Couple things. I do have something really cool for you guys. If you haven't gotten one of these yet, okay. On occasion, I offer at zero cost, my gift to you, a handful of 30-minute private acceleration sessions, okay? And these sessions are focused on, of course, accelerating your business growth by figuring out and helping you uncover the blind spots that are slowing you down, that are keeping you stuck right now. And I find that it's usually like one or two things that have got you locked in. And sometimes it's around marketing. Sometimes it's around selling. Sometimes it's around pricing. Sometimes it's around your ideal client. Sometimes it's because you don't want to do something in your business. The hard things, which we're going to talk about today. It really could be anything. And for clients who've had this session with me, it's given them an incredible breakthrough or a boost or an opportunity to see their business in a different way and shift a belief. And when that happens, when after a session, you're going to see your business in a completely different light. So if you would like one of these acceleration sessions, it's in the show notes. I can't promise you that by the time you click on it, depends when you listen to this, that there's still going to be some spots available. And let's say you click on it. There's not any more spots available. You really want one of these acceleration sessions. You can email Trisha@ursulainc.co and she can see if she can add a couple or not. Sometimes we are, it just depends on my schedule and like what's going on. So anyway, I would love to host one of these with you. If you're feeling a little stuck, like there's something, like, you know, there's something holding you back, but you just can't quite put your finger on it. Then let's connect. And I'm committed. I'm really committed. To connecting with our community this year and, you know, serving you however I can to help you really grow your business. So I think if you've been hanging out for a while, you get that feeling and you know that. So that's in the show notes. That's a gift. Check it out. So today, oh my gosh, this has been speaking to me so much lately, because not only for like my clients, my community, but for myself, right? There's a lot of hard things that I don't always love doing in my business at all. In fact, Rebecca teases me all the time because she's like, I'm the queen of delegation. I love to delegate things. And if there's an easier way for me to get something done, you better believe that I'm going to figure out what that thing is and how to get it. Like I love doing that. But sometimes there's just things that that I'm the only one that can do in the business. And if I don't do them, there's not getting it done, right? Like, it's just certain things. And today, like in the in my company today, and I actually have two companies now, in this company, where we have the CEO table and the profit accelerator at Ursula Inc., like things that I still do and I have to are one, this, which is, you know, hanging out with you guys and podcasting, right? And interviewing people. And I love that. I love this. Does it mean that sometimes it's not hard or like doing a show every week's not challenging, right? Sometimes it's really challenging. Sometimes I'm not sure quite when I'm going to fit it into the calendar, right? And sometimes I got a couple, you know, podcast episodes ahead. I get a couple ahead, which I celebrate that as well. But I don't like to podcast too far in advance because then it doesn't feel fresh and it's not like what's going on right now with our clients and with the company. So I'm also, you know, I walk on that line, which again means that there's times when I don't want to do the thing. And it could be sales stuff. It could be marketing stuff, right? It could be hiring. It could be having hard team conversations. There's times when I'm like, I do not want to have that conversation today. And you know, it stinks. It stinks up my whole day. It's a hard thing. Okay. You get where I'm going with this. So there's things in your business that you don't want to do because you perceive them as being challenging or difficult. And I feel you on that. And I'm so glad that you're listening to this episode right now because on the other side of the thing you don't want to do is what you want. I'll say that again. On the other side of the thing you don't want to do are the things that you actually want. So let me give you an example of this, like outside of business. It's January, right? Most of us, okay, like, you know, most of us, the beginning of the new year. It's also Chinese New Year this week as I'm recording it as of yesterday. You know, there's this new year, this fresh year, right? We create something called New Year's resolutions, which I'm not a fan of because no one follows them. In fact, we did a whole thing about Quitter's Day, which I didn't know that was a thing. But the second Friday of January is Quitter's Day. That's when everybody quits their New Year's resolutions because it's too hard. And they've set it up in a way that feels too hard. They don't want to do it. One of those things, of course, is like weight loss or getting in shape. Big thing around the new year, right? Weight loss companies must make $1 trillion in January because everybody's like, okay, this is the year. You know, I'm going to work out more. I'm going to eat better. I'm going to drink less, or I'm not going to drink at all, right? I'm going to do all these things. And then sure enough, by January 10th, second Friday of the month, Quitter's Day. I think it's like 80% of people give up on the resolution. That's why resolutions, they don't work. Okay. What works is what I'm going to share with you today. It doesn't mean it's easy, but it does mean that I'm going to give you some strategies to do the things you don't want to do. So I'll give you an example in my own life. I'm pretty committed to Pilates and I started doing Pilates 2 years ago. And when I first started doing Pilates, I didn't want to do it. In fact, somebody gave me a 30-minute Pilates session to try it out at, I go to Lifetime. I love the Lifetime gym. It's a great gym. And I went there and somebody gave me a 30-minute session and I hated it. Okay. Let me just be honest. It was way harder than I thought it was going to be. I was using muscles that I didn't know I had. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I can't do this. But I forced myself to go back to the group session, the core, it's called core, which is kind of the beginner's Pilates. And I kind of liked it a little bit better because I felt like they said this would happen. You're going to feel taller. your spine's going to feel straighter. My whole body felt better. You know, parts of it hurt from doing the Pilates and stuff, but it felt better. Okay. And then I heard about like the next level of Pilates about a month in. It's called Transform. And I thought, oh, am I ready for that? You know, and I talked to the Pilates instructor who does that. And she was like, yeah, you could totally do it. You're not going to be able to do all the things like some of the people, but you can do it. You've done core enough. So I went to the Transform class. Oh my gosh, so painful. Didn't want to do it. The fun part is it was a great group of people, still a great group of people that I do Pilates with at Lifetime. And it's nice because it's the same people. So it's like, we have this energy that's in the class and it was super fun. And shout out if she ever listens to this to my instructor there, Becca, she's amazing. And she talks during the whole thing, which I love because it keeps us like out of our heads and out of like the painful things that are happening in our bodies. And she really stretches. I'm saying this because now I've been going 2 years. And 100% did not want to go in the beginning. In December, someone in my Pilates class told me about, you know, the barre classes at Lifetime. And some of you know what barre is. It's like, it's a cardio kind of dance version of, it's like Pilates and ballet at the barre, a barre, like you hold onto the barre, the dance barre, the ballet barre, not the drinking barre. And they told me what a great workout was. And I saw on my schedule that I could add it in on Mondays in addition to the Pilates and the weight training and stuff that I do. Oh my gosh, like it sounded so hard. And a part of me just said, nope, I'm not doing it. I don't want to do it. And there was another part of me that was like, I totally want to do it. I'm going to push myself, force myself to do it. So I went to the first class and it was embarrassing. Let me just say that. Like I've been doing Pilates for 2 years and I thought, oh, my body's pretty strong. No. There are people in there that can so flexible and can hold these barre poses. And, you know, like I got in my head all compare and contrast about all the things I couldn't do. And of course I wasn't looking at the other people next to me who couldn't do the things either, right? There was a bunch of us. It's January. We're all in there, right? We're all in there trying to like do that next thing. But I did it and I felt amazing afterwards. And I've been going to barre once a week now, in addition to Pilates, every week since I started. And I'm sharing this with you because on the other side of these things I didn't want to do are the things I wanted. Like I wanted my body to feel stronger. I wanted to feel taller. I sit at my desk a lot. My shoulders get slumpy sometimes. They're up here, right? Like drooped over the front of me versus pushed back. So there are just a lot of health reasons, mental health reasons. I like hanging out at Pilates or I like hanging out at Lifetime. There's a lot of great people there. There's people that I see. So it's got a social aspect. There's a lot of reasons, right? So on the other side of what I didn't want to do was exactly what I wanted. I show that example because we all get that example. And so in your business, right? In your business, I want you to think about what are the things that are hard for you that you don't like doing or you don't want to do, okay? Because what's on the other side of that? What's on the other side of that? We're going to get into this. My favorite quote, I used to do a lot of keynote speaking, stage speaking. And at the end of every quote, I would say, Eleanor Roosevelt once said, you must do that thing you think you cannot do. Eleanor Roosevelt once said, you must do that thing you think you cannot do, right? And she said that because she was talking about doing the hard things, the things you don't want to do. And I would always end with that because I wanted to encourage people who heard me speak and share, you know, I spoke on sales, I spoke on goal setting. Like, of course, they'd written stuff down. They were excited, but they were going to get back to their desk and there were going to be things they're like, I don't want to do this thing, right? I don't want to make sales calls. I don't want to make this thing. And so I hope that quote speaks to you too. You might want to write it down. You must do that thing you think you cannot do because that's the energy. That's what can shift for you. So let's break this down because first of all, some people are like, I don't have anything that I wouldn't do, right? Like their ego gets in the way because this happens to me. I'll be like, oh, I'm doing all the things. I'm not doing, you know, it's nothing I don't want to do, right? I'm doing all the things. No, your ego, right? That part of you that is there to keep you safe and keep you in your comfort zone is always working overtime, always. So that's why we have blind spots. A lot of times we don't even know what we're not willing to do until you ask one question, which I'm going to share with you. And then it's going to start to tell you all the things you don't want to do. Okay. Here's my question for you. Oh, and I have one. I was going to say, this is from my dear friend, Louisa, who was on the podcast recently, Louisa Haber, shout out to her. She gave me this magic wand. Look at this magic wand. If I handed you a magic wand and I said, you can use this magic wand to create as much revenue as you desire every single month, how much revenue would you create? Okay, so here you go. Here, you can hold the magic wand with me. You're going to put it out there. And if you could create any amount, okay, and stop lying to yourself. Don't like minimize. Oh, I can only. No. How much revenue do you want to do per month? What is your number? Because it can't happen until you call it out. So let's say your number is $83,333 a month, which gets you to seven figures a year, $1 million a year, right? Say that's your number. It's a stretch. Maybe you're at $20,000 a month and you're like, I want to be at $83,333 a month. Heck, I met someone at a speaking engagement years ago. She was at $1,000 a month. She became my client. And not only did she get, she declared it. She's like, I want to be a $1 million business owner. I want to be at $83,333 a month. But she blew that number away. And she owns a multi-$1 million business selling $20 products. Okay. Starting the service base, $20 products, multi-$1 million company, because she's willing to declare it. And then she's willing to do the hard things. Now, the reason why this is so important, okay, is because once you declare the number, then you can ask, what's the fastest and easiest way to get there? Okay. So what's my number? Declare it. And then what's the fastest and easiest way to get there? And that's a fun exercise to do because you're going to start to get ideas, right? But here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's what you're going to find out is that there's things on your list that you don't want to do. And that's why you don't have your $83,000 a month business. Got it? So for example, let's just play with that number. A lot of you want seven-figure businesses. I know you do. You've been lying to yourself, but you know you want that deep down. Okay. For a lot of you, getting to $83,000 a month would mean a couple of things. One, it would mean you have to increase your prices. Some by a little, some by double, some by a lot more. Two, it would require you to hire more team. I'm not talking about W-2s or full-time people. It would require you to hire and get the support you need so that you can grow and scale the company. It would require you to probably invest some money in marketing, which a lot of people don't want to do, or like learn how to do the marketing and train somebody else, or most of the time, like just, you know, hire someone, like, yeah, like do some more marketing. It's going to require you to be probably more visible and to be putting yourself out there, which a lot of people don't want to do, right? It's going to require you to sell, which a lot of people don't want to do, especially when they raise their prices. So immediately, so here's what you're seeing, guys. And this is what I want to bring to your attention. When you get really clear on the goal that you desire, like what the thing you really want, especially around revenue, immediately you start to see all the things that it's going to take to get there potentially and the things you don't want to do. It's not things you can't do. You can do all those things, right? You might need a mentor or a coach or someone, a consultant to help you figure out what those things are. But there's going to be a lot of things, right, that show up pretty quickly that you don't want to do, that you've been avoiding, fill in the blank. One of my favorite books that is really helpful and definitely a tool I recommend is Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. The book's like 27 or 28 years old now. It's almost 30 years old. That book's been around for a minute. And I've taught from that book. I've mentioned that book in a lot of my trainings because, you know, Brian talks about doing the things that you don't want to do first, right? So in this case, let's say, again, you're calling your number. It's $83,000 a month. What do I need to do? Well, I need to raise my prices. So do that, right? So do that. Number two, I need to be marketing three ways consistently. A lot of people are marketing three ways, but not consistently, or they think their nurture marketing is actually bringing in new people and it's not, right? So they're confused about their marketing, right? So it's going to require you to do more marketing, but you can do that, right? It's going to require you to start selling more or more effectively, or maybe to get some help with how to close more sales, how to handle objections, you know, all those pieces. It's going to require some of those things. And it's probably the things that you kind of already know, but you've been avoiding doing. And I share this with you because I want you to see this. I want this to be a breakthrough for you where you're like, oh yeah, I do. I have declared I want to be at $83,000 a month. I'm seeing, right? I'm seeing the things that I have to do to get there, the things that I have to change or let go of, or the hard things I have to do that I don't want to do that I haven't been willing to do. I'm starting to see those things and I'm starting to take action on them. Okay. So let's play with that for a minute, right? Because here's what I know. You're a smart person. Your mind is already working on this. And what's cool is once you declare your number, if it's $83,000 a month, your subconscious mind gets to work on it immediately. Your subconscious mind is like, okay, like, what does that mean? What do I need to do? What's the next step? It's starting to look for, because your reticular activating system is always looking for the next step once you tell it what you want, right? And most people don't even give themselves the opportunity to say yes to what they want, right? But let's say you've done that. You say, yeah, I want to make X amount per month. And then you ask this question, because this is what's going to illuminate. This is part of the strategy. What's the fastest and easiest way to get there? And you're going to start to see the idea. So even as we're going through this right now, I invite you to start to write down some of those ideas. Like, what's coming through? What are some of those things that you've been avoiding doing that you, oh, I know I need to raise my prices. I know I need to be on stages speaking. I know I need to be on more podcasts, right? It's like the things you know you want to do. Those are the things. So start to write those things down. Start to write them down. See, this is different from New Year's. I'm not resolving to do certain things. You're starting to write these things down because you know what your ultimate goal is. You know which, you know where you want to go. You know you're going to California, not Florida, or Florida, not California, right? Like, you're really clear on the destination. Once you're clear on the destination, the way starts to show up. And you ask that question. It's one of my favorite questions in the whole world. I just asked it yesterday at the Profit Accelerator when we were working with some amazing CEOs. What's the fastest and easiest way to get there? Because your brain starts to tell you, okay? And then when you start to write those ideas down, I encourage you to come up with 50. It's one of the things that my mentor, Brian Tracy, used to talk about a lot as well. Come up with a list, ask the question, and come up with a list of 50 ideas that are going to help you get to that goal. They've done research, science-backed research around the process of coming up with 50 ideas, because on that list, you will find gold. And once you get to 50 ideas, find those top 5 ideas. I'm sure those are things that you've been avoiding doing, and start to take action. Okay. Sometimes you have to break those things down, right? So for example, if it's, I need to raise my prices. Okay. That's might be one line, but then how many products or services do you have? Right. How much do I need to raise my prices? And if pricing is a thing for you, a quick hack on that is just to simply look at a service or product that you have and ask yourself, what's the least and the most I would like to charge for this? The least would be like, I'm kind of excited about selling this, but not really. And the most I would charge is like, oh my gosh, like I know, like if someone paid X amount for this thing, they'd get such phenomenal results, like blah, 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 right? Because the more it's perceived, right? Perceived value. The more we pay often for something, the more we get from it because of the perception, okay? So what's the least and the most? And usually there's a number in between there, which is the number that you would be charging now, right? So one thing that you've been avoiding doing that's going to get you there, okay? When you start to break it apart, you see the different pieces of it. Let's say one of the things you know you need to do is I need to get better at selling. All right, well, what does that mean? Get better at selling. What part? Is it setting up conversations with clients? Is it having more conversations? Is it that I don't close? Is it that we have this great conversation at the end, they just kind of disappear and I never talk to them again? Is that I don't follow up? Is that I don't set the next appointment on the calendar? Like, where does your sales process fall apart? So again, that's one thing that's hard, but maybe you're stuck not doing it because you're not sure, right? Like which part of it is not working. So you got to start to pull those apart. I recommend, like, once you come up with your list of 50, if you take those 5 things that you haven't wanted to do that are probably keeping you stuck and you start to take action on those, you're going to get closer and closer to your goal, right? You've set this new revenue goal. Now you're challenging yourself by asking, what's the fastest and easiest way to get there? You create that list of 50, right? And you just start to pull it apart, find those top 5 things. And within each one, say, why am I avoiding this? Let's pull it apart. What do I really need to do? And then you start to see what's on the other side of it for you. What's on the other side of doing the things that you don't want to do? And let me tell you something else. When you start doing this, this is going to overflow into every area of your life because there are hard conversations. There are workouts. There are ways of eating you'd rather be. Like, there's a lot of other things that feel hard that you wish you were doing. And when you start to do this in your business and start to get confidence here, it is going to have a domino effect into every single area of your business and your life. And without trying, your kids, if you have them, they're going to see you doing these hard things. And it's going to influence them. You know, you can get mad at your kids all day long, right? Why aren't they doing these things? But you know what? Go look in the mirror and ask yourself that question. I do this all the time. Like, why am I not doing that thing? I expect Luca to do this thing, but I'm not willing to do this thing. Well, That's where I look first. So you'll see the people around you, right? They're going to be impacted by this. If you're a coach or a consultant or a speaker, like this is going to take your business to the next level because other people are seeing you do the hard things, right? So then your clients are willing to do the harder things. They're willing to step up. They're willing to be bold. They're willing to be visible. Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Eleanor Roosevelt once said, "You must do the thing you think you cannot do." My encouragement to you is to go out, do the hard things that you don't want to do, create, you know, get clear on the revenue goal, make a list of the things that are going to get you there. Then, right, come up with your top five of things that you've been avoiding doing. Start doing those things, break it apart and see what's on the other side of that. And if you feel like you want one of those acceleration sessions with me, link is in the show notes. Okay. If it's all full, Trisha's going to put her email address, trisha@ursulainc.co. Email Trisha and say, "Hey, I can't get one. I want one." We'll see if we can work it in for you. I would love to work with you. I would love to work with you privately for 30 minutes on exactly what we just talked about here. Like if you did what I just shared with you today, and then you did a 30-minute call with me, where would you be after that? That's the question I would ask yourself. All right, everybody, that's it for this week. Make this your most epic month yet. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you loved what you heard, be sure to leave a review on iTunes so I know what you like and can create content that guides you to uplevel your business even more. If you want more strategic business tips, follow me on social media. You'll find me on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and LinkedIn. And you can visit my website at www.ursulainc.co. I love being on this journey with you and can't wait to connect with you on the next episode. In the meantime, make this your most epic month yet.